And welcome into the Monday, August 6th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick joined, as always, by senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. You know, this is a couple days after the first scrimmage now, a couple more practices in, Sunday practice and now Monday's practice as well. But let's go back to Friday night. What stands out to you about the scrimmage? The offense looked pretty decent.
Well, clearly, you know, they were playing against a defense that didn't have the starting linebackers. There were some guys out. But what you wanted to see out of the offense was signs of it starting to function. You wanted to see Blaine comfortable. You wanted to see the receivers getting open. Although the coaches will tell you there were still too many drops, the receivers were open. The offense did things that it wanted to do. And most of all, Blaine Gabbert looked comfortable. He looked like he was finding receivers. He looked like he was making plays. What you wanted out of that scrimmage was something to build on. It seemed like the Jaguars got that.
What did we see on Sunday and then today in practice? It looks like just that the offense was a little bit behind, a day off on Saturday. Everybody was trying to get back in the groove on a warm day Sunday. And again, today is just a work in progress. Right?
Well, Malarkey was very clear. He said, you know, it was not the practice they wanted on Sunday, but that's what you get after you have a day off early in camp. You're going to have some ragged plays coming back. I believe his words were, it's not what you want, but it's sort of what you expect. It's not acceptable, but that's how it works. He said after practice this morning that things were a lot better, and he liked the tempo. He liked the progress it made. Obviously, the overwhelming storyline remains the drops of the receivers. Brodkowski talked about that. Bob Brodkowski, the offensive coordinator, talked today. Malarkey continues to harp on it. That will be the theme until it gets fixed at this point.
Any quarterback in the NFL, no matter who it is, whether you go from Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, to any of them, have to have guys around them that they can count on, that they can trust, and make plays for them. And if you see even the great ones that don't have those guys will struggle at times. And Blaine's no different. The guys, he's got to get a trust level with some of the guys. They have to pick up their games. We're dropping way too many balls. We're out of position on too many routes at this point in time. And that makes it difficult. But he's just got to fight through it because that's what it is. He's got to deal with that. And that's part of the maturing process.
Well, the offense is only going to be as strong as a quarterback, right? And that's Blaine Gabbert, and this is a progression for Blaine as well. And, you know, as far as the receivers dropping balls, that's not much Blaine can do about that, right?
Right, and that's what, you know, Bob Brodkowski, they talked to the media for the first time in training camp, and it really seemed like his message was, we really like what Blaine's doing. He called Blaine the most improved player on offense, I guess dating back to April. And he really just emphasized that, although it may look at times like the quarterback is struggling and you always blame the passing offense on the quarterback, he said it's really time for there to be better protection and for the receivers to step up around Blaine. I think that's going to be the focus going forward this week.
That's what training camp's for, building confidence in everybody. The offensive line, the receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, just getting that chemistry down together so that we're all on the same page on every single play, not just every other play. We need to be on the same page on a consistent basis to execute at a high level.
Well, a special guest at practice on Monday, he will be the newest member of the Pride of the Jaguars this season. Running back Fred Taylor was here. That's always a treat.
Well, and as much as the fans always like to see Fred, you know, the team loves to see Fred around. You know, and he's going to be in camp, I believe, through this week, working with Gene Smith, working with the scouting department. You know, he's at that stage. He's a couple years out of retirement, and he's trying to figure out what he wants to do going forward. Scouting may be it, and this will be a good chance to see if it's something he wants to do.
Believe it or not, there is life after a career in the NFL. You believe that?
That's what I'm told. That's what I'm told.
Yeah. So. And believe it or not, the world champions are coming in here on Friday night. You ready?
Yeah, and it's you know, obviously we're 9 days into training camp and 4 days out from the first preseason game. This is really going to be, in the next few days, next week, a chance to really see where this team is. And, you know, if you're an NFL fan, you got to be excited about Friday.
Oh, I am, that's for sure. John, thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you.
John Osier from Jaguars.com. I'm J.P. Shadrick. We'll see you tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.